very own Premission Pastor, si Reverend Jimmy Santos.
Good morning sa lahat. This morning, I'll be sharing with you one of the miracles in John. Alam po niyo na kung pag-aaralan niyo po ang John, meron kayo makikitang 7 miracles. Hinighlight ito ni John. Yung una is turning water to wine, resulting to celebration. Yung unang miracle sa Old Testament, it's water turning to blood, resulting to mourning and death. Pangalawang miracle is healing of the nobleman's son. Then, ang susunod is yung healing at Bethesda. Ito yung darating yung anghel, once a year, i-stir yung water. Kung sino yung unang lumublob sa tubig, gagaling. Ang sumunod na miracle is yung tatalakayin natin this morning, yung feeding of the 5,000. Why 5,000? Sasagutin natin yan. And then, yung susunod, yung walking on water, magkadugtong po ito. Yung feeding of the 5,000, karugtong po yung walking on water. It's one miracle after the other na dapat tingnan natin as iisang miracle together. And then, yung second to the last is the man born blind. And then, yung last is yung raising of Lazarus. Bakit ba ni-raise si Lazarus? Ano yung purpose ng pag-raise kay Lazarus? Ano yung insight na makukuha natin sa raising of Lazarus? Pero hindi natin tatalakay lahat niyan kasi kulang ang oras. Pag tinalakay natin yan, sa isang linggo pa tayo makakauwi. Let's go back to the feeding of 5,000. Ang feeding of 5,000, ang pagbabasihan natin yan, John 6:2, then a great multitude followed him because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. Ibig sabihin, meron po siyang ginawang ibang miracle aside from the 7, kung pag-aaralan niyo yung book of John. At sinabi din, marami siyang ginawang other signs na hindi nakasulat sa Gospel of John. Kung isusulat, hindi enough yung book to mention all that he has done. So, sinulat lang ni John yung 7 miracles, nag-focus siya rin sa 7 miracles kasi ibig niyang makita natin kung sino si Jesus. Ibig niyang makita natin na ang ministry talaga ni Jesus Christ is about, una, to give us the true spirit of the law. Ano yung true spirit of the law na hindi natin kaya? We need Jesus to fulfill. Because Jesus Christ fulfilled the law for us. Pangalawang ministry niya is to establish a new covenant where we are in right now. Remember, as Gentiles, we must realize we were never invited to the law. We were never invited to the Mosaic Covenant dahil hindi tayo Hudyo. Invited lang tayo sa New Covenant. Ang problema, hindi naman tayo invited, ibig natin sumali, ibig natin mag-gatecrash sa law. We were never invited to the Mosaic Law kasi hindi tayo Hudyo. Ibinigay yan sa mga Hudyo. Inimbita talaga tayo sa New Covenant. Sabi ni Paul, there is now neither New nor Greek. There is neither Jew or Gentiles. All is one in Jesus Christ. Tapos sinabi dyan, they are written, why? So that you will believe. And by believing, you will live in His name. Amen? Nag-believe na ba tayo lahat dito? Amen. Therefore, you have life in His name. Jesus Christ is in you. And you are in Christ. Inseparable po kayo. Kahit gusto niyo man natin, sabi ng Panginoon, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Amen? Misan kasi akala natin, pagka nagkamali tayo, iniiwanan tayo ng Panginoon, hindi tayo iiwanan. He will be with us throughout the end of the age. Tingnan natin yung 7 miracles. Meron pa ba ibang sumulat ng 7 miracles aside from John? There are 4 gospels? Meron tayong 4 gospels, right? Yung unang miracle, water to wine, makikita lang natin sa book of John. Yung healing of the nobleman's son, makikita lang natin sa book of John. Si John lang ang sumulat. Yung healing at Bethesda, si John lang din ang sumulat. Pagdating doon sa feeding of 5,000, sino sumulat? All gospel writers, 4. Bakit? Kaya tatalakayin natin, bakit? Tanong, sabi mo sa katabi mo, bakit? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, malalaman ko ngayon. Yan. Yung walking on water, sino sumulat? Of course, si John. Book of John eh. Di ba? Pero two other gospel writers wrote it. Except Luke. Kasi, during that time, Mark and Luke was not yet part of the 12. The man born blind found only in John. And lastly, raising of Lazarus found only in the book of John. Bakit? Kasi, ito mga ito nangyari sa Jerusalem. And John is mostly in Jerusalem. The other gospel writers are seldom in Jerusalem. Okay, they are going places to places with Jesus Christ in different places. John writes differently from other gospel writers. Talagang nakakamangha siya, iba siya talaga. Hindi niya sinulat ang Gospel of John chronologically. As a matter of fact, chapter 30 ng Matthew, chapter 2 lang niya. So, hindi siya chronological. He writes differently. He writes different story. He narrates story differently. Tells different things. He does not concentrate on the smallest segment of the life of Jesus Christ. Hindi siya focus sa birth ni Jesus Christ. Focus doon sa flight to Egypt. Hindi siya focus doon sa earthly ministry ni Jesus Christ as a whole. Bakit? Ang focus ni John to reveal who Jesus Christ is and to reveal the establishment of the new covenant. Mahilig si John sa 7 eh, no? Sinumulat siya ng 7 I am. Ang sinulat niya, sabi niya, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am divine. I am the gate. I am the resurrection. I am the good shepherd. 7 I am. Tapos yung first 7 chapters ng John, nakapokus sa tubig. Chapter 1, focus on water baptism. When Jesus was being baptized at Jordan. Chapter 2, water to wine. Chapter 3, born of water, si Nicodemus. Chapter 4, woman at the well, Samaritan woman. And then, pool at Bethesda, the healing at Bethesda. And then, walking on water, when Jesus walked on water. Tinanong ko ito, sabi ko, Lord, lahat ng preaching na naririnig ko, ang bida si Peter. Sabi ni Lord sa akin, don't focus on Peter. The message on walking on water should not focus on Peter only. Sabi niya, you focused on my son walking on water, not Peter walking on water. Because there is some truth, many truths that can be revealed in that. I hopefully I can share it with you some later time. And then, lastly, chapter 7, sabi, I'll give you rivers of living water. Kaya mahilig si John sa 7. Kasi 7 is rest. Di ba? On the seventh day, God rested. 7 is also a number of perfection or completion. So, this is an incredible miracle of multiplication. Jesus Christ taking things into His hand and stretching it beyond its capability to, on its own, cannot be stretched. He stretched it to feed 5,000 people. But how come pinili nung apat yung feeding of 5,000? There is something important than meets the eye on this miracle. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, importante ito. Na makita natin ano talaga ang istorya dito. Ano ba ang purpose? Para maipakita sa atin a new era wherein sinasabi natin sa 2015, it's a year of much more. A year of abundance. Di ba? That's your declaration in your church, in yourself, in your family. Yun ang ibig ipakita ni ng four gospel writers as far as we are concerned, believers. Let's look at what is the snapshot of Matthew. Sabi ni Matthew, but Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. Sabi ni Jesus Christ, bigyan siya ng makakain. Anong sabi ng mga disipulo? And they said to him, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And then Jesus said, bring them here to me. Dalin niyo sa akin. Ang unang kanya, he gave the responsibility to the disciple to feed the 5,000. Pero in the mind of the disciple, ang pag-iisip nila, human thinking eh. Kaya sabi lang, hindi namin kaya. Sabi ni Jesus Christ, kung di nyo kaya, bring them to me. I'll be the one to do something about it. Whatever situation you are in, Jesus Christ is there to do something about your situation. It's already a done deal. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, yung situation ko, resolved na yan. Done deal na yan. Okay? Hindi na ako may stress. Kasi tinapos na ni Panginoon. Tingnan naman natin yung snapshot kay Mark. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. When the day was now far spent, his disciple came to him and said, "This is a deserted place and already the hour is late. Send them away that they may go into the surrounding country and villages, buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." But he answered and said to them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?" 200 denarii in our time, it's about $14,500. Multiply mo sa 43, it's about 600,000. Hindi kasi ito, kahit meron silang 200 denarii, hindi kayang pakainin ng 5,000. Hindi pa kasama yung mga babae at mga lalaki. But he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they found out, they have 5 and 2 fish. 2 plus 5, ilan? Perfection, completion. Amen? Tingnan naman natin yung snapshot ni Luke. "And the apostle, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. Then he took them and went aside privately into the deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. But when the multitude knew it, they followed him and he received them and he spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. When the day began to wear away, the 12 came and said to him, 'Send the multitude away, that they may go into the surrounding towns and country and lodge and get provision, for we are in a deserted place.' But they said to them, 'You give them something to eat.' And they said, 'We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish unless we go and buy food for all these people.' For there were about 5,000 men. Then he said to his disciples, 'Make them sit down in groups.'" Kung may tindahan lang, solve na yung problema eh. Tapos na yung story, wala nang miracle. Wala naman tindahan, deserted place nga eh. Had there been a store, wala nang kwento. They were in a deserted place. Bago tayo pumunta sa Gospel of John, let me just give you the full context of this situation. John the Baptist was held in prison, nakakulong. So, hinuli siya, nakakulong siya, wala na siyang contact kay Jesus Christ. Kapinsan niya si Jesus Christ, di ba? Anak siya ni Zacharias at ni Elizabeth. Dahil nakakulong siya, he lost contact of Jesus Christ. Kaya, nag-doubt siya. Siya ba talaga ang dapat sundan namin? Siya ba talaga ang aming maging true leader? Ngayon, it came to a point na pinutulan ng ulo si John the Baptist. Pero bago siya naputulan, sabi niya sa mga disciple niya, check in mo si Jesus Christ, tapos sabihin niyo sa akin kung siya talaga ang Messiah. Siya talaga yung dapat sundan natin. Yun ang bili ni John the Baptist bago siya pinutulan ng ulo. And bago siya naputulan ng ulo, sinabihan siya na siya nga. Yan ang context. So dahil nalaman niyang naputulan ng ulo yung kanyang pinsan, he went to the mountain to be in a solitary place. He was in mourning. He was in pain. Pumunta siya sa mountain together with his disciples. Yung mga disciples naman niya, nagbalikan, excited. Kasi pinalabas niya eh. Sige, go, preach the gospel, heal the sick, lay hands on people, drive out demons. Tuwan-tuwa yung mga disipulo. Sabi ng mga disipulo, wow, lahat sila sumusunod sa pangalan mo, Jesus. Pero they found out that Jesus was in pain because of the death of his cousin, John the Baptist. So they were in the mountain. Dahil laki naalaman ng mga tao, andun sila, nagdatingan yung mga tao, 5,000 men, excluding men and women. So yun po ang nangyari dyan, yun ang istorya. In spite of his pain, he found compassion to the people. Imbis na yung mga tao magkaroon ng compassion sa kanya dahil namatayan siya, siya ang nagkaroon ng compassion. Amen? Siya ang nagkaroon ng compassion. So in the midst of Jesus' pain, he found compassion. Tingnan natin sa Gospel of John, Punta na tayo sa account ni John, where we are focusing now. Iko-connect natin kay John the Baptist. Iko-connect natin sa Old Testament. Iko-connect natin, why this miracle? Bakit nangyari ito? And the key to this miracle is verse 9 of chapter 6. Bakit sinulat ng apat? Ang key is nasa verse 9 of chapter 6. Ang sabi sa verse 9 chapter 6, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? Hindi kasya. Lahat ng gospel writer sinasabi, Lord, hindi kasya. Pero alam namin, Lord, kaya mo yan. Kasi they have been with Jesus for so long. As they follow Jesus, yung faith nila pataas ng pataas. Parang dito sa church, as you continue to come, you become close with each other, we become one big family, di ba? And then as you hear the word, tumataas yung inyong pananampalataya, you are discovering who you are in Christ, na your identity is in Christ, di ba? Ganun lang yan, parang ganun din. Sabi sa Luke 19:11, now they heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought, the kingdom of God will appear immediately. Akala nila, kaya na sinusundan si Jesus Christ, akala nila, i-declare na ni Jesus Christ yung kingdom. Pero ang sabi ni Jesus Christ, di ba? My kingdom is not in this place. My kingdom is not on earth. Ang ibig sabihin niya, I'll give you another kingdom when I die on the cross. He will announce the kingdom at Calvary. Punta tayo sa verse 4 to 6. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Sa mga Hudyo, it is Galilee. Pag ang Romans ang tumingin dun sa place, ang tingin ng Romans, ang pangalan doon, Tiberias. So it's not two different places. It's one of the same place. Huwag tayong malito. Ano, saan ba yung Galilee? Saan ba yung Tiberias? Tapos sumunod yung mga multitude, dahil nandun siya sa mountain, nakita siya, and sabi ni Jesus Christ, nakita niya yung mga tao, sabi niya, it's now time for me to reveal myself. Then punta tayo sa chapter 6, verse 4 to 6. Now the Passover feast of the Jews was near. So this miracle happened a year after the last miracle. Kasi yung last miracle nangyari rin sa Passover. Meaning, Passover only hindi nangyayari yan one after the other. Nangyayari yan once a year. So, this miracle, kaya sabi sa'yo, hindi chronological si magkwento si John. So, this miracle happened one year after the last miracle. At hindi rin ito yung Passover kung saan namatay si Jesus Christ. Mamamatay si Jesus Christ one year after sa Passover. So, another one year will pass when Jesus Christ will die on the cross because he died when I pass over. Then Jesus lifted his eyes and seeing the great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that they may eat? Sabi ni Philip, saan tayo bibili ng bread for them to eat? Ang problema nga, walang tindahan. Ba't tinatanong niya yun? Crazy question, right? Wala naman tindahan, saan bibili? Pero the next verse will answer that. But he said this to test him. For he himself knew what he would do. Alam na ni Jesus Christ kung anong gagawin niya sa situation. Alam din ni Jesus Christ anong gagawin sa situation mo ngayon. Anong situation mo ngayon? Are you discouraged? Are you troubled? Is there any symptoms in your body that you are now worried? Or you are worried about relationship? Sabi ni Jesus Christ, be of good cheer. I have already solved your problem. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, just rest. Jesus Christ have already solved my situation. Because Jesus said, I know what to do. Kung hindi mo nakikita yung liwanag, siya ang liwanag. Right? Amen. So, makikita natin, ang sabi dito, just to test the disciples. Pero alam niya na ang kanyang gagawin. 7 to 9. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have little. It's not a question of having money. The question here is not having money. The question is here is kulang. Kahit meron silang 200 denarii, kulang pa rin. So it's not about the question of money. Or it's not a question of buying food because there is none. Kasi walang store. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, and this is the key, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? Are you in a situation where you said, ano kayo mangyayari? Walang pang-matrikula yung anak ko. One of the members of family is in the hospital. What we have is not enough. Are you in that situation once or before, or are you facing it right now? Na parang you have reached the end of your rope and sinasabi mo, wala na akong magagawa. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, may ginawa na ang Diyos para sa'yo. Kasi sabi ni Jesus Christ, I know what to do. Don't worry. And let's use the Gospel of Luke as a springboard in this study. But when the multitude knew it, they followed him, and he received them, and God spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. Multitude followed him not because they love Jesus. They followed him because they know Jesus Christ can do something for them, and they want to see more. Ang thinking kasi ng tao, to see is to believe. Right? Kulang pa yung nakita namin bago kami maniwala. So they came not because they love Jesus. They came for what they can get from Jesus. In the same way, maraming tao pumupunta sa simbahan not because they want to be born again or they love God, they love Jesus Christ. They just want to see what we are preaching, whether we will accept them, whether, you know, the church can do something for them. Don't be discouraged. If that is the mentality of the people, it's a good start. Right? At least they set foot inside the church and we have the opportunity to share to them the gospel. Amen? And this is the verse that will unlock the miracle. There is a lad with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But ang question is, what are they for so many? Ang kwan dito, itong mga disciples niya, mga Hudyo to. So, itong mga Hudyo, bata pa lang sila, tinuturuan na sila ng Torah. Yung Torah, tinuturo na sa kanila yan. Their parents will teach it to them every day, will teach them every now and then, parate, tinuturo sa kanila yung Torah. Walang theologian sa mga disciples. Remember, they are fishermen and tax collectors. Okay? Pero alam nila ang Torah. Kasi sa bahay, maliit pa sila, tinuturo na. Especially during Sabbath, when they observe Sabbath. As they eat on the dining table, tinuturuan na sila ng parents about the Torah. Then, pag Sabado, hindi Linggo, pupunta sila sa synagogue. Wala pong simbahan na pure law. Karamihan ng mga churches, mixture. Walang pure law. Kasi kung pure law, hindi po simbahan ang pupuntahan nila. Pupuntahan nila synagogue. At ang tawag doon sa hindi po pastor ang tawag, kundi rabbi. So wala po tayong ganung simbahan dito sa atin. Pag sinabi mo pure law ka, sa sino gagampunta mo? At ang angkon mo, hindi pastor, rabbi. Sa pagpunta nila ng synagogue, bubuksan yung Torah, babasahin yung Torah verbatim. Yun ang message. Tapos siya sasara, sige, prayer, uwi na kayo. Ganun ang ginagawa sa synagogue. Basa lang sila, walang exposition. And then, so makikita natin na ito yung question sa mag-lead to us to unlock the key. Tingnan natin yung Matthew 11:11-15. Jesus Christ saying here, assuredly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. Walang prophet na nag-rise greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take in it by force. Mark the word that Jesus Christ said in the succeeding verses. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. Most probably the last prophet is John. And then, mark this. And if you are willing to receive it, John the Baptist is Elijah. John the Baptist is Elijah. Jesus Christ is saying something. He wants to point to something. Jesus, sabi niya, John the Baptist is Elijah. If you are willing to receive it, receive it. If you have ears to hear, let him hear. Bakit sinabi ni Jesus Christ na John the Baptist is Elijah? After Elijah, sino dumating? Who came after Elijah? Elisha. Elijah performed how many miracles? How many miracles? 7. Si Elisha, sabi ng Bible, was given a double portion of anointing. Kailangan ang miracle niya, 14. Right? Right? Eh, namatay si Elisha. 13 lang ang miracle niya. Kulang na isa. So, mali ang Bible. Kailangan double anointing eh, di ba? Pero nung nakalibing siya, mahabang panahon nakalipas, mayroong mga sundalong dumating, may namatay na sundalo, pagbuwal niya, nadikit siya sa buto ni Elisha. Nung madikit siya sa buto na Elisha, nabuhay siya. 14 miracle. Okay, mainip. Okay, mainip. Miracle is on your way. Amen? Miracle is on your way. In your situation, God can perform the greatest miracle in your life. So, sabi ni Jesus Christ, si John the Baptist, Elijah, ako, I'm coming in the spirit of Elisha. Double portion anointing. I'm coming, I'm giving you an era of much more. I'm giving you an era of more than enough. I'm giving you an era of overflow. Di ba yun ang declaration natin? You are now in that era. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, double anointing. Sa akin na yan. Much more, sa akin na yan. Overflowing blessing, sa akin na yan. Amen? Amen? So, Jesus Christ came in the spirit of Elijah. Bakit tinanong ni Andrew? What is this for so many? Kasi aral sila na Torah, sabi ko, di ba? Alam niya, sa 2 Kings may nangyari. Ano nangyari sa 2 Kings? Chapter 4, 42 and 44. Merong lumapit kay Elisha. Then a man came from Baal Shalisha to Elisha. Brought the man of God. Man of God is Elisha. Bread of the first fruit. 20 loaves of barley bread. And newly ripened grain in his knapsack. And he said, give it to the people that they may eat. Merong 100 tao nagugutom. Ang dala lang niya, 20 loaves. Sabi niya, sabi ni Elisha, give it to the people that they may eat. Anong sagot ng mga tao? But his servant said, what shall we set this before 100 men? Kulang ito. Same story, right? Kulang ito. He said again, give it to the people that they may eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some. Sabi niya, St. John the Baptist wanted us to check whether he is the right one. Dapat makita namin Kung siya yung sinasabi niya, siya si Elijah, dapat mangyari rin ito. That Jesus Christ will multiply the bread to prove that He is coming in the spirit of Elijah. So He said it before them and they ate and had some left over according to the word of the Lord. Second, alala ni Andrew. Kaya niya tinanong ito out of curiosity na whether Jesus Christ can pass the test of Elijah. Kasi sinasabi ni Jesus Christ indirectly na siya si Elijah. Kasi nung binabaptize si, di ba nung makita ni John the Baptist si Jesus Christ, I'm not worthy to untie His shoes, di ba? Sabi niya, I must decrease, He must increase. Then sa Malachi, sabi sa Malachi 4, 5, and 6, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And He will turn the hearts of the fathers to children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Dapat nating maalala na ang Bible is one complete story from Genesis to Revelation. We don't just read it a single verse and then make a doctrine out of it. Kunin natin yung buong context, i-connect natin para makita natin yung real story behind what is being said in the Bible. Kagaya niya, kinunek natin sa 2 Kings, yung miracle of the 5,000. Kinunek natin kay Elijah to get the complete story why the four gospel writers included it in their gospel. Verse 10. Then Jesus said, Make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about. Okay, three things ang dapat makita natin dito. Three important things. Una, rest. Everything that Jesus does, He does it in the posture of rest. Sinasabi niya, remember, lahat ng healing niya happened during the Sabbath. Right? Sinasabi, bakit Sabbath nang magpapagaling ka? Sabi niya, I'm not working. My Father is the one working. Sabi niya, when He rests, the Father works. Katulad din natin, when we rest, God works. If we work, God rests. Amen? It happened in the life of Jesus Christ. Sabi niya, kaya nangyayari yan, Sabat, at rest ako eh. Hindi ako nagtatrabaho. My Father is the one working. So when you are at rest, Jesus Christ is working in your life. Kaya hindi ka burden, hindi ka trouble, hindi ka stressed. Pag alam mo, the work is finished. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, the work is finished. You are not in a journey. Kasi pag sinabi mong journey ka, palagi mo itatanong, saan na ba tayo? Ilang oras pa ba bago tayo makarating? Di ba? Pag nagbiyahe tayo, palagi itatanong natin, di ba? Life is not a journey. Life is a finished work. Dahil nasa finished work, you start from the finish line. You are not fighting for victory. You are fighting from victory. Pangalawa, sit down. Posture of rest. Pangatlo, 5,000. Titingnan natin isa-isa. Rest. If we want to rest, feast on Jesus Christ, rest, meaning sit down. Jesus Christ always does His miracle in the posture of rest. Don't impress God for result. Misan yun ang default system natin, we want to impress Pastor Saldi. Pastor Saldi, kita mo naman, dahil kong ginawa. Diba? Siguro naman, ibe-bless na ako ni Lord. Diba ganun ang mentality natin dati? Pero ngayon hindi, Pastor Saldi, I'm doing this because, alam ko, I'm given the gift. And out of that gift comes the overflow of my service. Amen? Amen? Ma-encourage tayo dapat na alam na ni Jesus Christ anong gagawin niya. Right? Sabihin lang natin, Father, I'm in this situation now. I need not know what you will do. And I will just watch you do it. I know you are with me and will not forsake me nor leave me. I will stop my doing because my doing cannot do anything. And I will start believing your finished work in me. You are the finished work of Jesus Christ. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, I am the finished work of Jesus Christ. Di ba sabi? We are the workmanship of God in Christ Jesus. Masterpiece ka, kapatid. Para kang Mona Lisa portrait. Masterpiece. Posture of rest. Sabi ng Panginoon, just rest. I will present to you how the kingdom works. There will be grace in the kingdom. What is grace? Getting what you don't deserve. Unmerited favor. There will be unmerited favor in this kingdom. Pag unmerited, you don't have to work for it. Amen? Sabi sa Bible, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added. Hindi given. Added. Ang given kasi, hiningi mo eh. Added. Bonus. Yeah? Bonus na lang. Pero seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness. That is rest. Resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Grace comes while we are at rest. Not when we are working. Dati, yan ang mentality namin. Mentality ko dati. I have to press and impress God about my work, which is not doing any good. Ako ang nai-stress at wala akong nai-impress. Di ba? Yan ang nangyayari pag gano'n ang attitude natin. Para bang we have to press heaven para yung knock, 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 knock. Eh, hindi ka naman outsider sa bahay eh. You are sons and daughters. You don't have to knock. Nasa loob ka na. Amen? Ang nagnanak yung nasa labas. You're a member of the family. You're sons and daughters of God. Amen? Realize that God loves you and God is with you. Sabi ng other gospel writer, sit down and group them into 50s. Bakit sit down? Kasi Jesus Christ is our good shepherd. Ayaw niyang makita tayo na nag-i-scramble tayo para mayroon tayong makain, tapos nai-stress lang tayo, tapos we fall prey on mga scammers. Hindi niya gusto yan because He's our good shepherd. Sabi sa Psalm 33:1-2, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Kapatid, you are now in green pastures. You are now in still waters. All you have to do is to sit down. Kasi yung grass sa Israel, makuha niyan, smooth yan, para ka nasa kutsyon. Kaya pag nandun ka, yung mga sheep, habang naka-lie down sila, they can chew better, they can enjoy the food better. Kaya ang tataba ng mga sheep sa Israel. Green grass in Hebrew is freshness. Let's go to 5,000. 5,000 is a spiritual number in Hebrew numerology. It has nothing much to do with the feeding of 5,000. It's about revealing Jesus what the kingdom looks like. He is now revealing what the kingdom will look like. And we are the beneficiary of that kingdom. Right? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, I am in that kingdom. Amen? I am the beneficiary of that kingdom. Bakit 5,000? Bakit eksaktong 5,000? Binilang ba? Bakit hindi 4,999? Bakit hindi 5,500? There is something spiritual in this number. 5,000, the number 5,000 is important because it is multiplication in the Hebrew numerology. 5,000 is multiplication in the Hebrew numerology. We are now in the period of multiplication, not just addition. Yung blessing you will come in multiplication, Ano yung five? Louder than that. Five is? Five is grace. Yung 1,000? 1,000 is always infinite possibilities. The fullness. So, yan ang dinidenotes ng 1,000. Example, our Father owns the cattle of the of 1,000 hills, right? Ang ibig sabihin lang niyan, my Father owns infinitely the cattle on all hills, right? Infinite possibilities. Another example, with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Uy, one day pala, ang equivalent pala ng one day kay Lord, 1,000. Ang equivalent ng one day niya, 1,000. Hindi po ganun. Kasi God is not bound by time. God created time and He is not bound by time. He was only bound by time during His 3 years of earthly ministry. Kasi nagkatawang tao siya. Okay? So, kung babasahin kito, ang basa ko ngayon dito, with the Lord, one day is an infinite possibilities. And infinite possibilities is only one day with the Lord. The kingdom where we are in now holds infinite possibilities. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, marami palang mangyayari sa buhay ko this 2015. The miracles of God will come in place of infinite grace possibilities. In God's grace, we can see multiplication. He is giving us the infinite multiplication, infinite possibilities of the kingdom because of the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Tapos na po ang trabaho. Tinrabaho na po ni Jesus Christ. Kaninang umaga, while I was preparing for this message, the Lord spoke to me and said, Anak, how about yung 4,000? Di ba mayroon sa Matthew, 4,000 naman, di ba? Sabi niya, tingnan mo mabubuti, pag-aralan mo. Meron ka pang oras bago pumunta sa church, pag-aralan mo muna. 4,000. Ano yung number 4? Sabi niya, tingnan mo anak, kung ano yung number 4. Tininan ko yung number 4, punta ako sa mga sa Hebrew. So tininan ko, ang 4 sa Hebrew numerology, ang equivalent letter ng number 4 is Lamed. Lamed. Sa English, ang ibig sabihin ng lamed, door. Door. So pagdugtungin mo, I am the door of infinite possibilities. Amen? And if you enter that door, you will experience infinite possibilities. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, I'm inside the door. And therefore, I'm now experience infinite possibilities. We are believers, therefore, we are inside the house, no longer outside. And therefore, since we are inside the house, we will experience infinite possibilities. Okay, how about two fish? Two denotes division. Hebrew number 2 throughout the Word of God represent division, and division becoming one. The Bible is full of twos. Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Jacob and Esau, David and Jonathan, Perez Adam, Last Adam, Old Covenant, New Covenant. Jesus fulfilled the Old Covenant and established the New Covenant and gave us a 5 barley loaves of infinite grace possibilities. We have the fullness of the covenants and the fullness of grace. When they put Christ on the cross, He is the fullness of the Old Covenant and the starting point of the new covenant. What is the message of the new covenant? The message of the new covenant is about reigning in life. Sabi sa Romans 5:17, for it by one man's offense, death reigned through that one man. Much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. You want to reign in life? Receive abundance of grace. Receive the gift of righteousness. And that's how you reign in life. Grace in its beauty, in all its beauty and simplicity, wonders and abundance. We are now in the period of abundance. Sabi sa 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, "For I am determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." When we receive abundance of grace, we reign in life. And then, nung makita ng mga disipulo yung miracle, ang sabi nila sa John chapter 6, verse 14, "Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did," nakumbisi sila, "He is really coming in the spirit of Elisha." He is Elisha, ushering us to a new era of multiplication, ushering us in the new era of infinite possibilities, ushering us into the era of much more, ushering us in an era of overflow. If you are asking God for just enough, you are cheapening grace. Grace is much more. It's not just enough. Amen? I declare that your life, your family, your ministry will be an overflow.
Amen. Amen?
Because you are in the era of overflow. You are not in the era of just enough. Don't settle for just enough. That's not for you. That's old covenant thinking. New covenant thinking is that I am in the era of much more. I am in the era of overflow. That's where you are right now. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, change your mindset. Your mindset is that you are in the period of much more. And of course, much more giving. Because you're already blessed. Right? Ang giving natin ngayon, grace giving. Right? They prove that Jesus Christ is the right guy to follow. They went to John the Baptist before he was beheaded and said, "John, he is really the one." And John the Baptist died satisfied that the disciples that are left are following the right person to follow. This great miracle has nothing much to do with the physicality of the miracle. It's about the spirituality of the miracle. What made them believe is the spirituality, not the physicality. They realized that Jesus Christ really knew His book because He wrote it. Alam niya na siya ay coming in the spirit of Elisha. And therefore, if He is Elisha, we can follow Him. Because Elisha is a double portion. It's an overflowing. Are you in a difficult situation right now? Expect the miracle. Do you have a decision to make? God will give you wisdom for that situation. I declare this year 2015, you will experience an overflow. You will experience blessing beyond your imagination. You will experience healing because you're already healed. You'll experience prosperity, not only in money, but in health, in relationship, in every situation of your life. Mga kapatid, itanim natin sa puso natin at sa isipan, we are now in a new covenant, cut in the blood of Jesus Christ. A covenant of much more. A covenant of better promises. Sabi ni Paul, all the promises of God are yes. And we have to say only amen.
Amen.
Kapatid, nasa inyo na. Inilagay na inside of you. All you have to do is bring it outside. It's not a blessing from outside in. It's a blessing from inside out. Amen? Change your mind. Change your mind about your situation. It's done. It's over. You will experience an overflow this year.